They're so extra, and they're so Christmas. They're so Xmas.
Chrysanthemum Cliff, welcome.
Thank you. Welcome to you too.
Thank you. 89 Christmas events in 5 weeks. That's our life.
It's way too many.
It's just the perfect amount.
Are you sure?
Ooh, and I'm super excited. Northwest Harvest is coming up. Helping to fight hunger here in Washington. We're going to raise 7 million meals.
I love that they count it in meals. Like, so many charities are about dollars.
Yes.
And I love that this one is about how many meals we can give to, you know, there are a lot of people in Seattle that need that food. I think it's great.
Text HOME TEAM. That's one word, HOME TEAM. You'll get something totally different if you text two words to that. To 41444, we'll get you details and we'll put it in the show notes if you're wondering what the heck we're talking about.
And that's everybody. Like, you don't have to live in Seattle to donate. Mm-mm. It's a great charity no matter where you live.
Yeah, it's going to feed hundreds and hundreds of food banks all across the state of Washington. It's a great organization.
Very cool.
So you teased us about a movie. We got to look up and see exactly how many Christmas movies exist.
A bajillion?
A bajillion. This one's about a puppeteer?
Yeah. So do you ever do that thing where you finish watching, like if you're watching the Hallmark Channel, it's easy, right? A Christmas movie finishes and another Christmas movie starts. You don't have to do anything. But if you're watching Christmas movies on Netflix,
yes,
a Christmas movie ends and then you're like, well, I don't have to go to bed for like 2 hours. I could watch another movie and it may as well be another Christmas movie. But Netflix Christmas movies have, shall we say, varying quality.
Like right.
Hallmark, you know what you're going to get.
Yes.
Netflix, it could be really, really, really good, or maybe not. And so we're, you know, right button, right button, right button, looking through it. And this one comes up called Holly Star. And I'm like, it looks okay. And then we read the description. And I teased the description before. I'm going to read the full description this time.
Please.
A broke puppeteer returns home for the holidays and gets caught up in a treasure hunt with her paintball-obsessed best friend, her tango-dancing grandmother, and a childhood sweetheart.
Can we please get jobs as the people that write the descriptions for the Netflix movies?
The crazy thing is like, you know, sometimes you watch a movie and you're like, well, that description doesn't match what that movie's about at all. This one exactly matches the description of this movie. There's a lady who's making these weird avant-garde commercials using creepy puppets. And she gets fired. They're like, this is not what we want. And so she has to like go home to...
Yes.
Right? So she has to go home to her hometown because she doesn't have a job anymore. This is not the, you know, high-powered lawyer goes to small town to find the true meaning of Christmas. This is literally weird puppet lady gets fired from her job and has to go home because she doesn't have a house anymore.
Do you remember or did they say where this is set? Because I love seeing like the states that things are set in. It feels like a window into that area.
So the best review of this entire movie is literally 4 out of 10, love a good movie filmed in Maine. That's all it says. There is no review. It's the title is Love a Good Movie Filmed in Maine.
Love, shout out to Maine.
So, and it looks like Maine. It's cold and dark and desolate. Maine looks like a terrible place to be.
Maine is beautiful.
Is
oh my gosh. It's snowy and sparkly. There's lakes. Like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Maine, much like Seattle, I think, there's a thing in Seattle where we play up the rain.
Sure.
We say, oh God, you don't want to live here. It's so dark and rainy and wet and depressing. It's beautiful here.
Well, that's because every person that moves in, like the cost to buy a house goes up
$10,000. Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, gotta do something. It's
bad. Crazy. But Maine is beautiful. And anyone that says negative things about Maine is trying to keep Maine wild and free and rugged.
I will just say that this movie did not necessarily present Maine as any of those things.
I love Maine.
I'm sure. I'm not knocking Maine. I'm just saying this movie didn't make Maine look good. So,
dear Maine, we love you.
Anyway, it was crazy. It was such a weird movie. There's like a treasure hunt where they're trying to find treasure that either Santa or her very drunk grandfather buried somewhere. There's her, her best friend is, I'm going to say like channeling Melissa McCarthy, but is not played by her, obviously, and is just obsessed with paintball. Like all she does is play paintball and people come up to her and refer to her as like commander because she leads a paintball group.
That is fantastic. I played paintball in high school. We had a paintball group I have very fond memories of paintballing, but I hold them in my 14 to 17 year old self.
This is not that lady. It would be like if you picked up paintball today and quit your job in order to pursue the paintball lifestyle. So
no. Have you ever paintballed?
I have not. I regret that.
You avoided a lifetime of bruises and pain. It's very painful.
Yeah.
Like, it hurts a lot when you get hit.
I present a pretty big target these days, too. I'm not hiding behind trees or anything. And I'm not running. I'm not going to duck behind things. Paintball is something I should have done in high school, and I did not. So.
I don't know what you're talking about, Cliff, because I have seen the We're So Xmas stickers, and you look very svelte on these stickers.
I do look very svelte, and we have a very nice graphic designer who I think sees the best side of me.
As she does of me. Thank you, Erica. So how many elves on a shelf do you give this movie, Cliff?
So here's the crazy thing. I went into this movie thinking I was watching a terrible Christmas movie.
Yeah.
And this movie is probably like a 7. I actually really enjoyed it and said to my wife quite a few times since watching, I'm like, this movie was actually a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
It really was not bad. So it's a couple years old, so you may not have seen it. Well, I guess it came out last year, so you may not have seen it. But it's definitely one that if you're just trolling around on Netflix and you're looking for something Christmassy to watch and you've already seen the couple of other Netflix movies we're talking about, you've probably flipped by it a couple times thinking like, paintball Christmas movie? It's worth watching.
Well, it's good that you're talking about this because I have had a similar Netflix experience to what you're talking about where it is kind of like a questionable gastropub. Balsamic flavored ice cream. It could be amazing. It could be terrible. You never know. I personally love balsamic ice cream.
I was going to say, that sounds really good.
It's so good. Anyway, I've been watching a lot on Netflix as well, and I refuse to talk about the ones I do not like.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I only talk about the ones I like, so we will be talking about one I like in a future, A Night for Christmas.
Oh, I watched that too.
You did?
I did.
Okay, I loved that one.
I did too.
All right, we'll talk more about that, but if you absolutely can't wait, we both give that many elves on the shelves. We'll get deep into it.
Can I clear up something about Netflix real fast?
Please.
Today, I was reading on Facebook, as you do, and there was, as you do, right?
Yeah.
I don't read books. I read Facebook. And there was all these people griping about how, and I think you actually brought this up too, how Netflix pulls all of their Christmas movies right before Christmas, right?
Uh-huh.
Everyone's like, stupid Netflix, I can't believe they would do that. And it's true. Like, if you look in October, there's a bunch more Christmas movies than there are in November, than there are in December. And people are mad at Netflix. And I just want to let people know that that has nothing to do with Netflix. That has to do with studios that have contracts that say, you don't play our Christmas movies on Netflix during Christmas because we want people to buy them.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be mad at Netflix. Netflix is a great place. They're full of altruism and other great Christmas movies. The reason you can't see The Grinch right now on Netflix isn't because Netflix hates Jim Carrey. It's because the people that own Jim Carrey want you to buy his DVD instead.
That's reasonable.
Probably not, but whatever.
Also, I feel like we have too many choices in this life. In 2019, oof. Cliff, there is too much to choose from.
Agreed.
And honestly, everybody's always talking to me like, oh, why don't you have Disney Plus yet? It's like, I don't need it. Like, I already have a Library of Congress worth of movies and content that I'll never have enough time in my life to watch. Between Netflix and Amazon Prime. Like, so I really just don't need.
I needed it.
You did need it. I do want to watch Lady and the Tramp, but.
Yeah, that's fair.
You're Mr. Disney, so
true.
You do.
True.
You need
it. I needed
it. My eye has been twitching this whole time. Have you seen it?
My favorite thing is that your hat keeps hitting the microphone.
I know. I moved it up and my eye is twitching. I'm a hot mess this morning.
Okay.
Since we're doing this every single day, normally Cliff and I, just like we come in, we're very relaxed. We're like, hey, Christmas. What's up, Christmas people? We are your happy, friendly Christmas. So we're like podcast every day right now. So
it's
we
nuts.
Are super cray cray. Cliff, I desperately want to talk about this quickly.
I'm scared, I think.
Spiders.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Did you know that spiders are good luck and we should love them?
I understand that spiders are a very necessary part of our bug ecosystem. And I do not kill spiders.
Good.
I relocate spiders.
Yes.
Yeah. Short story?
Yes.
The reason I'm a vegetarian is because literally one day I'm like, you know what? I don't like spiders at all. Like, they're creepy and they've got all those legs and all those eyes. And I won't kill a spider, though. I'll take it outside and release it into spider outside so it's not inside my house. I'm like, but cows are adorable. Big googly eyes, big stupid tongues. Like, they're cute. They just sit there eating grass. They, you know, I like cows, but I'll eat those. There's something very wrong with that. I don't eat meat anymore.
How long has it been?
20 years?
Wow.
Anyway, spider trees.
Spider trees. I'm really excited about this tradition. I don't know if you've ever done 23andMe and you're a little Ukrainian a little bit in there or...
No, I think it's creepy.
If you have, if you're a little Ukrainian, this is your tradition too. Listen to this lore pulled directly from Wikipedia. A poor but hardworking widow once lived in a small hut with her children. One summer day, a pine cone fell to the earthen floor of the hut and took root. The widow's children cared for the tree, excited about the prospect of having a Christmas tree by winter. The tree grew, but when Christmas arrived, they could not afford to decorate it. The children went to bed early. Early the next morning, they woke up and saw the tree covered in cobwebs. When they opened the windows, the first rays of sunlight touched the webs and turned them into gold and silver. The widow and her children were overjoyed, and from then on, they never lived in poverty again.
That's a very sweet story, and I will be honest, if cobwebs
sprung
into gold and silver within my house, I would invite spiders into my home.
Mm-hmm.
I would release spider food into my home.
So if you see a spider around Christmas time, just have the faith. It's like Peter Pan and Tinkerbell. Just believe.
That makes sense.
And make it into a Disney. What if there was a Disney spider hero? Could you get behind spiders then, maybe?
I mean, is that just Charlotte's Web?
Well, is that Disney?
No, but it's like Disney adjacent.
You need Disney. I feel like Disney sells it for you.
There needs to be.
Disney needs to be more inclusive. We talked about this.
Bugs Life has a very cute spider.
Is that Disney?
Yeah.
Oh, is it Pixar Disney?
Yeah.
Okay.
Close enough. So I guess the moral of the story is if you find a spider in your house during Christmas, don't take it outside because it's going to freeze to death. Like,
put it in the garage.
Or just put it on your Christmas tree.
Or put it in the Christmas tree, yeah.
That's creepy. Garage is fine, yeah.
Yeah. We have spiders living in our garage. They're making nests in the camping equipment that we don't use.
I love that.
It really bothers my boyfriend, but I think it's cute. I'm like, you're not using it. Let him sleep in the sleeping bag.
It's good to 30 below. It'll keep the spider warm.
Yeah.
I had spiders in my Christmas tree. Not in it, but on the box. They had to go.
Oh.
On the outside.
Yes.
Not on the inside. On the outside.
Those are confused spiders because they're on an artificial tree.
Yeah.
Like, they just don't understand anymore.
I get it.
How it works. Cliff, what are we talking about next time?
Next time, we are going to talk about all of the Christmas movies you can watch on Disney+.
How many are there?
More than you'd think if you just searched for Christmas, but probably less than you'd like.
38,000?
Less than 38,000.
Okay, good.
But more than 8.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a manageable amount.
A manageable amount of Disney Christmas
movies. A binge Saturday amount.
Like maybe a couple weekends. There's more than you'd think.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's 24 hours in a Saturday.
I sleep on my Saturdays. Do you not sleep on your Saturdays?
I don't know if you do this, Cliff. Literally, I'm watching Netflix and I physically hold my eyelids up.
Nah, I just fall asleep.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh.
We watched The Christmas Story because I love A Christmas Story. And 2 days later, I'm like, I don't remember seeing the end of that. Did we stop that and go to bed? Or did we stop that and do something? And my wife's like, no, you fell asleep through the last 20 minutes. I'm like, oh.
Can your wife come in as a guest one day?
Yeah, she's got a little bit of podcasting experience. She could do it.
Let's start brainstorming about her elf name.
Marion Brightbrook.
You like that?
That's good.
Just to agree to it.
Okay.
That's your homework. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, find us on Instagram. We're So Xmas.